Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1331, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we've got some tricks up our sleeves. We'll have a vocabulary lesson, and James Monaco gets a birthday segment. We'll also look at this past week in history and go to a concert. January 16th is an important date in several different years. On January 16th, 1919, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors for beverage purposes, was ratified by the requisite number of states. Jeopardy answer: what are Rhode Island and Connecticut? Jeopardy question: which two states never ratified prohibition? 9 months after prohibition's ratification, Congress passed the Volstead Act over President Wilson's veto, providing for the enforcement of prohibition, and on January 17, 1920, the country became officially dry. Of course, there were plenty of songs written about prohibition, and here are three of them.
Every day we read about a new law. Every day we read about a blue law. Oh, it worries me so, and I would like to know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Where are we going to go when there's no place to go? Can't even see a show on Sunday. They took away our spirits when they took our beer and rum. But if they take the sun from Sunday, we'll be on the bum. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Monday always used to be our blues day, but we used to smile again on Tuesday. Now they're making us choose another day for blues. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Where are we going to go when there's no place to go? Can't even see a show on Sunday. They took away our spirits when they took our beer and rum. But if they take the sun from Sunday, we'll be on the bum. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? I feel blue, oh so blue, and I'd like to know just what we're going to do. Reformers are taking our liberty away. So start in, now begin, and make this a national hymn. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Where are we going to go when there's no place to go? Can't even see a show on Sunday. They'll not allow no one to die on Sunday, so they say. If you intend to croak, you'll have to wait until next day. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday?
Clowning merrily. I'm glad that I have a sense of humor. Gloom's a bloomer, verily. I smile when they sigh, I laugh when they cry, and here's a reason why. Everything to me is just a ha, ha, ha. Everything I see just makes me ha, ha, ha. A lot of times I laugh until it's hard to get my breath. When I sleep in a feather bed, it tickles me to death. Other people worry, but I ha, ha, ha. I get that way from both my paw and maw. Yesterday I lost my money betting on a horse. Right on top of that, my wife is suing for divorce. But what the heck's the difference? It's a lot of applesauce. Ha, 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 ha. Talk of prohibition and I ha, ha, ha. Claim the liquor's missing and I ha, ha, ha. It's true, the name of Volstead is on everybody's lips. But Hagen, Hagen, Hennessy's on everybody's hip. I lick in my cellar and I ha, ha, ha. Even though they close up every bar. Some folks go to Cuba and the reason's very plain. Others sneak to Canada and others hide in Spain. But I go to the drugstore and I stagger home again. Ha, 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 ha. Young girls with an old man makes me ha, ha, ha. Chickens grab them young enough to be their paw. The old guys seem to get a kick from women, wine, and song. But up in some old lady's home, it's just where they belong. They don't know it, but they get the ha, ha, ha. And most of them should be back home with ma. These old men who like young girls are very dumb indeed. They should have the sense to know that young girls like some speed. It's just a case of buying books for other men to read.
Thank you.
Ernest Thompson with the musical question, How Are You Going to Wet Your Whistle? Written by Francis Byrne, Frank McIntyre, and Percy Wenrick. That's from Columbia 147-D, made April 25, 1924. Ernest Arett Thompson was born February 20, 1892, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. At age 18, he was blinded in an accident in the sawmill where he worked. He attended the North Carolina School for the Blind and Deaf and honed his musical skills, becoming a street musician. He was discovered and signed by Columbia A&R rep William S. Parks and recorded 20 sides in New York in April of 1924 and another 12 in September. Thompson died December 7, 1961. Before Ernest Thompson was Frank Crummett with Ha 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 from Columbia A3573, waxed February 21, 1922. Ha 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 was written by Brian Foy and Grant Clark. We started that Prohibition set with the dilemma, What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Written by Harry Pease, Ed G. Nelson, and Mitchell Parrish. Emerson 10338 was released in April of 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. So, what else happened on January 16th? Well, in 1938, the famous Carnegie Hall concert by Benny Goodman took place. It was recorded live by Columbia and first issued in 1950 on two LPs, but several higher quality reissues have been made since. There's plenty of detailed information about the concert online, so I'm just going to play three pieces from the Jasmine CD reissue, and what better piece to start with than this one. Thank you. There you have just three of the 25 pieces performed by Benny Goodman with various personnel at his January 16, 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. We started with the Benny Goodman Quartet with Avalon. Teddy Wilson played piano, Lionel Hampton vibraphone, and Gene Krupa was on drums. Next was the Benny Goodman Trio, Krupa and Wilson, with Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, Ed Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Eaton. We finished up with the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Swing Time in the Rockies, written and arranged by Jimmy Mundy. Goodman first recorded it for Victor in 1936. As a public service, it's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. Tonight's word is perfidy, P-E-R-F-I-D-Y. Perfidy means a deliberate breach of faith, trust, or loyalty, essentially treachery or deceitfulness, often involving a calculated betrayal of confidence, like pretending to surrender in war in order to attack. Perfidy has popped up in articles and the news recently, thanks to the current regime using a secret aircraft painted to look like a civilian plane to attack a boat. Perfidy is a war crime. A synonym for perfidy is deceit, and here are three musical examples.
When is so crooked that you don't know what to do? That you don't know what to do. And if you try to hold up your head, everybody will be down on you. I got some friends who are deceitful, and it don't mean me no good. Some friends who are deceitful, and they don't mean me no good. Why, they would set it fire to me and burn me up if they could. Well, I don't bother nobody, wonder why they pick it for me. Wonder why they pick it for me. Look like they'd rather see my body drifting in the deep blue sea. They have ate at my table, even slept in my bed. And they were jealous and deceitful, wishing that I was there. So I ain't a calling no name, so I have no blame to bear. Thank you.
and he was leaving all the time. Now he's gone away and left his mama behind. I cried that night and I cried the night before. I cried last night and I cried the night before. If he can stand to leave me, I can stand to see him go. I just bought me a brand new razor today. Hey, hey. I just bought me a brand new razor today. Gonna cut my man and make my getaway. I'm gonna leave this town, walking and talking to myself. I'm gonna leave this town, walking and talking to myself. If I can't have who I love, I don't want nobody else.
Leona Williams and her Jazz Hounds with Deceitful Blues, written by Perry Bradford. Columbia A3915 was recorded May 12, 1923, but later in the year, Williams also recorded it for Paramount. Before Leona Williams was Le Accordionista Alexander with Deception d'Amour. That's a little deceptive because deception in French means disappointment, not deception. Tromperie or duperie are used to say deception in French. Le Accordionista Alexander is French accordionist and bandleader Maurice Alexander, whose real name is Louis Tumorel. That recording was made in Paris in June of 1928, and accompanying Alexander was Django Reinhardt, playing not guitar, but banjo. We started this perfidy set with Chicago blues musician Tampa Red and guitarist Willie B. James with Deceitful Friend Blues, recorded on the top floor of the Leland Hotel in Aurora, Illinois, on October 11, 1937, issued on Bluebird B7315. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I was going to play Tricks by the Broadway Dance Orchestra a couple of weeks ago, but perfidy and deceit provide the perfect segue into this segment about trickery. We'll be right back.
on beating for you. Can't teach my old heart new tricks. I tell my old eyes it's spring. They won't believe what I say. They say it's raining all day. Teach my old eyes a thing. I tell my lips they'll soon be singing a song. I tell my arms a new love's coming along. But oh, I'm so wrong. Or something inside still tears. Although it's broken in two, it keeps on beating for you. Can't teach my old heart new tricks. Can't teach my old.
I'm telling you, there's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Gray-haired granny and a sister Sue, I can't tell them apart, can you? Oh, the trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. You must be wise, you must be gifted to recognize a face that's lifted. 'Cause the way they're dressing and the things they do keep me guessing. I'm telling you, there's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Thank you.
Zez Confrey's tune, Tricks, performed there by the Edison Studio Group, the Broadway Dance Orchestra on Diamond Disc 51043, recorded September 6, 1922. You've heard it played by Al Handler, Harry Reaser, Wendell Hall, and the California Melody Orchestra with Arthur Fields. But before Tricks was the first time for Johnny Marvin with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, and their June 9, 1927 recording on Victor 20759 of There's a Trick in Pickin' a Chick Chick Chicken, written by Charlie Tobias, Coleman Getz, and J. Russell Robinson. We apparently didn't get enough Goodman earlier, so we started this trickster set with vocalist Martha Tilton, with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and Can't Teach My Old Heart New Tricks. It was written by Johnny Mercer and Richard A. Whiting, and was in the score of the first national picture, Hollywood Hotel, but was deleted from the film. Victor 25711 was recorded October 22, 1937. Last week, January 13th, marked the birth in 1885 in Formia, Italy, of James V. for Vincent, Monaco. The family emigrated to the U.S. in 1891 and settled in Albany, New York. He received no formal musical training, but his natural talent got him work as a pianist in his teens. And when the family moved to Chicago, he played in nightclubs, earning the nickname Ragtime Jimmy. What's that? You're right. Jimmy Durante was also known as Ragtime Jimmy. In 1910, Monaco moved back to New York, playing at the Café Bohemia in Manhattan and in Coney Island. His first published song, for which he wrote both words and music, was 1911's Oh, Mr. Dream Man, Please Let Me Dream Some More, which became a hit for Ada Jones. Monaco is probably best known for You Made Me Love You, I Didn't Want to Do It, with lyrics by Joseph McCarthy, introduced by Al Jolson in 1913 in The Honeymoon Express. Turning his attention to motion pictures, in 1930, he contributed songs to 13 MGM films, most with lyrics by Cliff Friend. Monaco moved to Hollywood in 1936, where he teamed up with Johnny Burke, writing songs for several of Bing Crosby's Paramount pictures, before parting in 1940. Monaco continued working with others for Universal, United Artists, and 20th Century Fox, racking up 4 Academy Award nominations. He died in Beverly Hills on October 16, 1945, and is buried at Holy Cross Cemetery in Culver City. Here are 3 from the pen of James Monaco.
Up on the hill, look at the purple fields of clover. Gee, I'm glad I'm home again. Hello, little red school. Hello, old swimming pool. Look at the cakes, awful steaks, waiting to greet a lonely rover. Gee, I'm glad I'm home again. Mama, open that door. Here's your baby once more. Put out the light, kiss me goodnight. I wanna be a kid all over. Gee, but I'm glad I'm home again.
Had to be. ha, ha. I knew would come to this. You made me learn to love you. Yes, until you made me learn to hate you. I prove and I kill. Ah, ha. You used to doubt me too. Was you who was untrue?
You broke me heart to pieces. It had no chance to mend. You even used me for to run away with my best friend. Aha!
You used to aha me, but now I'm gonna aha you.
I've got $40 in the bank at 4%.
How's that for a set? Last time you heard it by Ted Lewis, but there you have Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Aha, written with Sidney Clare. Victor 19666 was recorded May 6, 1925. In 2022, I played Nesting Time by Charlie Strait, but before Aha, you heard it by Johnny Marvin with the Knickerbockers. Columbia 982-D was made March 19, 1927. We started our little tribute to James Monaco with Gee, I'm Glad I'm Home, written with Billy Rose. That, of course, was the unmistakable Tom Stax with the unmistakable Harry Reaser, directing his Clico Club Eskimos on Columbia 1281-D, January 25th, 1928. I'm the unmistakable Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.